Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, I don't know why in the fuck every day is so fucking evil. This whole fucking planet is evil. It is Evil Weasel Wednesday. It's the 9th day of August, 2023. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *610 mute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 75 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 84 degrees today for the Klamath Basin and a low of 48 degrees. Warming up that little bit. It kind of cooled down there. It was actually pleasant a little bit. You can have that in this world anymore. Anyways, let's go dig some deeper trenches up on the high ground as soon as we get back from this. Take your brain, time to go. You don't have long to go. Remember me, remember me. Look at how the world made you see.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then, get out your spade. Let's dig some fucking more deeper trenches. We ain't got, I mean, we've got that moral high ground for goddamn sure, but we need some more trenches. We need something. We need something. What the fuck do we need? If I could figure it out, I would surely tell you. There's one here. I was wanting to get it right away. Lots of shit to piss you off, but... All right, here we are. We know where you fucking live. Rabid pro-trans protesters in Texas assault, threaten, and spit on Riley Gaines and other women's rights activists. Kids as young as 5 were also targeted. I mean, they're getting fucking bold. They're kind of bold here for us having these kind of trenches on this high of fucking moral high ground, aren't they? Dayton, Texas, Riley Gaines and other women's rights activists were yelled at and assaulted by radical pro-trans protesters. Radical pro-trans, get your fucking high heels on, let's do it. Who gathered to scream their opposition to the Save Women's Sports Act. Innocent children were ours also targeted by the deranged scumbags. And that's exactly what they are, fucking deranged scumbags. As Fox News reported, the activists joined Texas Governor Greg Abbott at the Texas Woman's Hall of Fame at Texas Woman's University in Dayton for a ceremonial signing of the bill. The signing of the bill. The law was previously signed into law by Texas back in June. The protesters during the ceremony made the decision to throw items, hit, and even spat on the brave women who are leading the charge to be protected female sports. To charge to protect female sports. You can't even be a fucking woman. I mean, This is what that old woman from fucking Romania told me. I mean, this is fucking verbatim. That old woman knew it. She went lived through it. One such activist, Independent Woman Network's Austin chapter leader Michael Evans, described her experience in detail with Fox News after the event ended. She revealed that she was assaulted after she left the building to take a look at the protesters, who she described as rabid. It was, I guess, the best word to describe them was they were rabid. When I turned around to go back inside of the building, that's when somebody threw water on me. Somebody told me they know where I fucking live. You know what? I'm going to tell you, fucking freak, retarded, fucking sick in the head, faggot, fucking LGBT, XYZ motherfucker, something. I'm going to tell you a little fucking secret. We know where you congregate, you dumb fucks. I mean, come on, people. What the fuck? How would it be? You know, so you're dying of cancer. And you fucking, you know, you've already seen your loved ones fucking die from the fucking pharmaceutical industries fucking that backs these motherfucking freaks and that they're a part of. Then they're reset. You got nothing to fucking lose. And you got a crowd of these motherfuckers. And, well, use your imagination. You know what? We know where you fucking congregate. We know where you congregate. Are you getting a hint there? There was somebody that got in front of me to try to physically block me from going back inside and pushed her body on up against mine. Somebody hit my arm, and then a woman in a pink ski mask, sunglasses, spit into my open eye. The video below confirms her account. There is no video. I didn't see that. Where in the hell they got a video from? The Independent Woman's Voice also shared footage showing kids as young as 5 years old getting harassed and cursed at by the unhinged protesters. No, you're a bunch of fucking goddamn degenerate fucking monsters. And like I said, they congregate. There was a whole batch of them, man. What could somebody have done? You want to take your fair share with you? These are the fucking enemy. They've declared us the fucking enemy. They've declared war on our fucking supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable law. They have decided we're all going to be fucking like their freak fucking asses. All 0.004% of them. Fuck you. You know where I fucking live. Come give me a go, motherfuckers. See if you can spit on me. Here's how Evans described the sick behavior as they were being walked out of their mothers, and their was a police officer in front and in back of them. The protesters were getting in the kids' faces and screaming and harassing them, frightening them. It was out of control. Well, it was out of control because it was supposed to be. And fuck Greg Abbott. He ain't got shit to do with it. This is fucking natural fucking abomination. This is fucking degeneration. We don't have to put up with this shit. Greg Abbott ain't got no goddamn authority in this fucking country over one fucking single individual free sovereign national. We got the right to fucking blow these motherfuckers out of our goddamn country. They want to come and try and fuck with us? Fuck back. We know where you congregate, motherfuckers. You know where I live. Come fuck with me. The university volleyball player Macy Petty, who was also in attendance, also said she and other activists were spat upon. Spit on me, you motherfuckers. Gaines confirmed the vile assaults by the so-called kindness crowd in an interview with Fox News while also celebrating the bill's signing. Even in the great state of Texas, protesters have tried to find a way to smear the celebration of Governor Abbott's son. Fuck, Abbott is a goddamn fucking, they got pictures of him fucking little children. He's a scumbag piece of shit, or he wouldn't be that far up in the corporation because he ain't no fucking governor. They're trying to play like this is a fucking government. It is not. It is a corporate fucking ration. And he's doing it. I mean, they have to have fucking opposition. You have to have two sides to fight, don't you see? Even if one side only consists of 0.004% of the whole fucking population, if you can throw enough goddamn propaganda out there and you can, well, it's politically incorrect. You're a transphobic. I'm a massive trans. I'm a proud fucking transphobic. I am a fucking goddamn flaming transphobic. I hate you motherfuckers. I hate your fucking guts and liver. You are goddamn enemy combatants. You are trying to destroy the youth of this fucking country. You are trying to destroy this country and bring it down to the level of the Khazarian Empire that you fucking want. So you can have your degenerate fucking goddamn lifestyles right in the streets in front of our fucking children. Well, you ain't going to do it. We know where you congregate. Which the protest female collegated college, I guess it is, athletes, but they can't. Today is a huge win, and Governor Abbott's leadership is foundational, and I'm hopeful more states will follow his suit. We don't have to have this fucking corporation. We don't plead to this corporation for our goddamn rights. We don't plead to this corporation to have fucking scum like this fucking removed from our fucking goddamn presence. We fucking remove them. You don't like it, fucking Abbott. We remove your fucking ass. All you fucking assholes are going to go in the goddamn ground because you're all fucking traitors. You're all fucking guilty of gross violation of the supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable law of the individual free sovereigns ratified by the representatives of the people, December 15, 1791. That's the fucking law. It's our law. You're just a pissant. You're nothing, Greg Abbott. None of you motherfuckers are nothing, and you know it. You throw out a false fucking reality and stand there and act like you have some kind of authority. Well, you fucking don't. Former University of Pennsylvania swimmer Paula Scallon said she and her family were prevented from leaving while the crowd spat and yelled. But they spat and yelled on me fucking. See how they spat and yelled with fucking goddamn lead pumped in their goddamn asses. They get in your fucking way, these motherfuckers. Do you want to fight? You going to fucking war? Come do it, you faggot. Fuck you. Get your goddamn guns and let's do it. You want to be an enemy combatant of the individual free sovereign nationals of this country? Bring it the fuck on, you freak motherfuckers. We'll put you in your fucking place. We'll put you where you fucking belong. Governor Abbott responded to the crowd's behavior to reporters following the event conclusion. Here's what the faggot ass motherfucker had to say. I wish that they could have peacefully heard. Oh, peace. Oh, if they would do it just peacefully. Fuck them. Fuck them all. They're a tiny little minority in this country. We squish them out in a fucking New York second. Peacefully heard what Paula and Riley had to say. Any reasonable person would agree they should not have to have had to have gone through what they went through. Our goal is to make sure that what they went through is not going to repeat again. Of course it's going to repeat again. You sent two fucking cops out amongst these fucking animals, and that's what they are. They're fucking animals. They're not fucking human. Thanks for that one, Galen. And like I said, I got my message to you is, motherfuckers, we know where you congregate. Come on, people. I mean, if we're dead any fucking how. I'm showing these fucking sick fucks. I can just see it happening, man. I'll tell you what, that would fucking wake their fucking asses up right now. All right. You got some of you like this. Federal appeals court upholds Connecticut law, non-law. Connecticut cannot make laws concerning the establishment of a religion or preventing the free exercise thereof. So this is a fucking non-law because it does not conform to the supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable law of December 15, 1791, in particular the first article, which leads to the fucking ninth article, which means it doesn't conform to none of the fucking law. This is bullshit. This is unenforceable. If we allow them to do this to us, we fucking get what we got fucking coming to us. A federal appeals court on Friday upheld a 2021 Connecticut law that eliminated the state's longstanding religious exemption from childhood immunization requirements for schools, colleges, and daycare facilities. By what authority did you do that? That's what I... Once you get people start shoving that fucking Bill of Rights, that is the fucking supreme, superior, absolute. It's the highest fucking law in this land. The people are the fucking jurisdictional fucking supreme authority of this motherfucking country, of this land, of this goddamn fucking sovereign nation. The decision comes about a year and a half after the lower court judge dismissed the lawsuit challenging the continuous law, which protest. All the fags and some queers and some goddamn people paid by the pharmaceutical industry went out and fucking they protested, and boy goddamn did they get their fucking way. Fuck your protest. We live by fucking law. You motherfuckers don't like the law. You come against our fucking law, you fucking die, because we will kill you enforcing that fucking law. That is our duty to our fucking people and to our law and to our progeny. The decision is a full and resounding affirmation of the constitutionality. You can't fuck your constitution, shove it right up your fucking ass. This is violation of the fucking Bill of Rights, which is the superior law, which pisses on that constitution that never fucking was. We the people are the authority here, you motherfuckers. You don't represent us, and you don't, and you never have represented us. You've never had the legal authority. We never granted you shit. And you're going to find it out in a hard fucking way, aren't you? And legality of Connecticut's legality, that what a word, vaccine requirements, vaccines save lives. This is a fact beyond dispute. Fuck you. It is way disputed by, I dispute it, way beyond dispute. Fuck you, ministry of fucking lies. You think you throw that in there, that means something? Democratic Attorney General William Tong. Oh, you think there might be a goddamn fucking Chinaman out there trying to fucking kill you? Tong said in a statement, the legislature acted responsibly and well within its authority to protect the health of Connecticut families and stop the spread of preventable disease. Now, this has been the ancient fucking argument on this, and we all know it. You go take that fucking shot. If the fucker works, you don't got to worry if I did or not, do you? And that don't change. The reality doesn't change. Logic doesn't change. No matter how much fucking shit you throw against the wall, it ain't going to stick. It's a Teflon wall. It's called logic. Oh, you got to take the shot. Well, if you took the shot, what the fuck do you care if I took the shot? If it works, you don't got to worry about me. Worst can happen is I kill myself. What, are you concerned about me? No, this is put the pharmaceutical industry in their fucking propaganda, killing more people. You want to kill more people. They tell you that they're fucking culling the world population. They fucking tell you to your face. And then they throw shit like this out there like you're supposed to fucking care. The plaintiffs, we, the Patriots USA Incorporated. Okay. We the Patriots, I incorporated, okay, whatever, and others had argued that Connecticut violated religious freedom protections by removing the exemption. The exemption doesn't have to be there. All you have to do is say, fuck you. And the only way they could fucking force you to do anything is through the procedures in that fucking common law Bill of Rights. An individual would have to file in his individual capacity with a fucking goddamn affidavit attached. And they'd have to show why that you would have to take a shot that prevents a disease to prevent you from giving them the disease. I don't think that that would fucking wash with any 12 people, no matter how fucking stupid. I'll take 12 fucking prostitutes and 12 fucking ditch diggers. I bet you I can convince them oxymoron, isn't it? The 2021 law, they said, demonstrates a hostility to religious believers and jeopardizes their rights to medical freedom and child rearing. Well, that's what you get for letting your churches join the fucking government in violation of the corporation, letting them incorporate with the fucking corporation that's unlawful and a fraud. Your churches are a fucking fraud. The whole fucking thing's a fraud. Only individuals that fucking are Christians have any goddamn say in the matter. We fully intend to seek review of the decision in the United States Supreme Court. Oh, whoo. Tell me where do they get their fucking authority to make such a decision? Well, they can't, because if this was fucking litigated properly, this would be in the common law, and the Supreme Court cannot fucking Common law can only be litigated within the common law. The Supreme Court was always just an advisory fucking board. It only gave opinions. It had no fucking force in law whatsoever. If the fucking common law jury disagreed with their fucking opinion, whoever that was fucking around, they got the fucking rope. To obtain equal justice for all children, equal, fuck you. Not only in Connecticut, but in every state in the nation. Brian Festa, co-founder and vice president of We the Patriots USA Incorporated. I bet they got lots of fucking money, man. Not like us here. We don't have that INC behind our name. It ain't from the trenches, worldreport.com, Incorporated. That's why we can speak our fucking mind. That's why we're under constant attack. That's why we must be stopped. You can't tell the fucking truth. If they're putting it right there, We the Patriots, you're a patriot and you're incorporated. You're not a fucking patriot. You're a fucking traitor. Plain and simple. You know who the goddamn enemy is. You know corporations do not have any standing above the fucking individual, free, sovereign, national. You fucking know it. But you incorporate and then you can take in money and you 501c3 and fly on a plane and buy a queer kid for a fucking senator. And so you can go lobby them. That's called lobbying. Said in a statement, he said his group, which focuses on religious and medical freedom, parental rights, and other matters, disagrees with the court's conclusion that removing the exemption does not violate religious freedom under the, it ain't the First Amendment, dickweed. But see, this is how they throw it. Listen to how it comes out. First Amendment or the 14th Amendment's guarantee of equal protection under the law. You know, they need the 14th fucking amendment. We never needed it. 14th Amendment just made everybody a slave. They claim that they freed the blacks and then they made everybody a fucking slave. Everybody was slaves before. Fuck. We weren't enforcing that fucking Bill of Rights. Or we wouldn't have had to have that fucking so-called Civil War. The people would have been smart enough to realize that these motherfuckers are trying to be aristocracy and the fucking ruling class above you. It's called socialism, you son of a bitch. 14th Amendment. The 14th Amendment is a nom de guerre. It has no fucking force in law. It's a violation of the 9th article, wide open violation of the only ratified law in this motherfucking land where the people granted the power to them fucking selves as individuals. Plain and simple. Fuck your 14th Amendment of equal protection under the law. Well, you know what? No protection under the law. And no protection under the law is equal, isn't it? Stupid asses, you can't even read and interpret. It is in its decision in the U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals for the Second Circuit noted that only one court, state, or federal trial or appellate has ever found plausible a claim of constitutional defect in a state's school vaccination mandate on account of the absence of or repeal of a religious exemption. Well, that's because they're the king's fucking star chamber courts and they're without authority to fucking tell anyone what their fucking first article is, what their beliefs are. If they believe it, that's their fucking right and you cannot touch it. But of course, yeah, in these goddamn communist, fascist fucking corporate fucking courts with the esquires, you know, the king's servant, King Chuck's court, King Chuck's fucking system of law. We decline to disturb the nearly unanimous consensus it concluded. I bet you fucking do, you motherfuckers. You want shall we disturb your fucking ass when we drag you into the common law courts when we take this fucking country back and we'll talk about this. We'll talk about where you got the goddamn authority to do anything, to even write it down on a piece of paper. You fucking know better. You know you can't touch that first fucking article. And it's not the First Amendment. You can't remove it. It's a body of law. It is the law of the United States of these fucking Americas. It is the absolute unalienable, absolute law of this country. And your fucking goddamn phony ass fucking, well, we decided we don't want to mess with this religious exemption that's unlawful because you can't fucking do it because it violates the 9th article. Why? Because you're not allowed that authority. You're not allowed authority to fucking, what was it? The 9th article says, The enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights, that is, the writing down in the Constitution of certain authorities, shall not be construed, that is, interpreted, as to deny or disparage others. That'd be that first fucking amendment, absolute protection of fucking of your religious freedom. Others shall not be interpreted as to deny or disparage others retained by the people. Others, separate from your fucking administrative admiralty, fucking King Chuck, motherfucking Esquire fucking law. Do you understand that? Your law has no force here. Our law's higher. We the people wrote the fucking law here. We the people fucking ratified what is law. We are the jurisdictional fucking authority, not you. You motherfuckers never were supposed to be. After that goddamn Bill of Rights was fucking ratified in 1791, it was over. You guys had, the goddamn government didn't have any fucking, they couldn't carry guns. They couldn't have no goddamn standing army over us. They couldn't have their fucking goddamn FBI, all these fucking non-governmental fucking agencies fucking running the fucking country. It violates the ninth fucking article. Read the son of a bitch. And then they tried to interpret, well, that's because we couldn't write everything. Fuck you. You have to be a fucking, you can't read at a third grade level if that's your conclusion. And no one, come up and argue with me, motherfuckers. I want you to. I'll fucking toast your ass and you know it. You know the fucking laws you're breaking. You're committing treason and sedition against the fucking people and against our jurisdictional authority over this fucking land, against our fucking goddamn borders. You are fucking committing treason. And treason has one, when in this fucking, in this attempt to take over and fucking cash out and fucking make the people enslaved in this country, those violations are punishable by the fucking getting up against the wall and getting your ass shot, or a hemp rope around your neck and a fucking long drop on a short rope. Enrolling, let's see, Connecticut law currently requires, you can't require the people to do anything. You can say I require, but you better be an individual and you better be ready to go and get an individual goddamn complaint filed with an individual motherfucking goddamn affidavit with your individual name on it. And then the other person gets to come back with an individual fucking counter complaint and take every fucking thing you own, because you have no authority over your fucking neighbor, motherfucker. The only way you can get authority is through the common law jury verdict. And this one, when you take this to fucking verdict, it shows that you had no standing to begin with, and that you are trying to fucking force people to do something they don't want to do without going through the due process of the fucking law that they are guaranteed. They're not fucking, we don't have the common law fucking courts. That's our only fucking problem. That and the people won't stand up and fucking enforce that goddamn common law fucking Bill of Rights. The law of this fucking land. Fuck you. I don't care what you require. Shove it up your fucking ass. You can't require me to do anything without a verdict from a fucking foreman of a jury of the common law, and you took the fucking courts away that could do it, so you can't do it fucking period. And you couldn't do it anyway because you've changed this fucking country. Well, it probably all along there wasn't much to change because you never had a fucking constitution, but you've made this country into a corporation. Shove your corporation up your ass. You can't fucking goddamn contract our rights away. You can't take them away. We can't even give them away. That's what the word unalienable means, you miserable son of a bitches. And you're going to find it out when we stand up and fucking dig our fucking heels in and start fucking ripping your asses apart. Yeah, require me to do something, motherfucker. Students to receive certain immunizations before enrolling in school, yet allow some medical exemptions. You don't allow us to do anything, fuckhead. We're autonomous. We govern ourselves. We allow us to do things. We allow ourselves liberty. We allow ourselves the liberty to do any goddamn thing we want, so long as we're not trampling the rights of another. And if there is a fucking issue with another's rights, then we have the common law Bill of Rights, which is the fucking procedures and the maximums. And we go through the procedures and the maximum. And if 12 of our fucking peers fucking decide, weighing our rights against theirs, decide whether you can fucking make an exemption or whether you don't exempt us. Who the fuck do you think you own us? You got some kind of custody over us? You don't exempt me from something that you can shove up your ass. Students could seek religious exemption as well prior to 2021, but lawmakers, you're not fucking supposed to, you motherfuckers. Lawmakers decided, oh, you did you? Well, did you go and look at that fucking Bill of Rights before you made your decision? Because your decision is in direct violation. It is an act of fucking treason and sedition, and you fucking know it. To end that, after beginning being concerned by the uptick in exemption requests, coupled with the decline in vaccination rates, so you're doing this, Scubby, because so Pfizer can sell more of its fucking admitted fucking poison for that they're selling as a vaccine for a fucking virus that never fucking existed, and you're going to fucking try and force it. People, why do you put your kids in these fucking schools? That's what blows my ass away. Take all your fucking kids out of these schools. They'll be gone. They have to be gone. There'll be no one there. What are they going to do? Talk to an empty fucking room with three fucking freaks, because that's all there is, 0.004. You may have three or four fucking freaks in there, but they ain't going to be able to justify the cost of keeping the fucking school open. Now, are they? If you just say, fuck you, and walk out. But you got to have the guts. Well, I don't want to get in trouble. I don't want nobody to. I mean, something could happen to me if I actually stood up for my fucking rights. Yeah, it could. It fucking could. If you put yourself to the hazard, you put yourself to the hazard. But if you don't, you're fucking pissing on your own little children. You're pissing on your progeny. They're going to be fucking slaves to a fucking Chinaman. Get ready for it. The Connecticut General Assembly ultimately passed legislation that eliminated the exemption, but grandfathered students. Okay, fuck you. You sit there and you say you were going to do it, and you can, no. It ain't fucking grandfathered bullshit. If it isn't fucking right for one, it isn't right for the other. And you could never enforce this in the common law court. I guarantee fucking it. Sitting here, open the motherfuckers up and let's go in and see. Argue the goddamn point. Show the motherfucking Bill of Rights to the people. Show them all the fucking violations and see if that's what they want to do, knowing that they are the jurisdictional authority and that second article demands that is the final fucking answer. That they take up them goddamn weapons and they fucking remove your fucking corporate fucking asses from every fucking angle. That they destroy the very idea of corporation and your goddamn fucking communism and your fascism and your goddamn capitalism, because you're all capitalists, aren't you? That's one thing that you can't, I mean, I never heard argument back on that one either. All my life growing up, it's the communists. They don't like capitalists. They don't like capitalism. Well, them goddamn Chinese sure as hell seem to. They're over here buying up your fucking land that you grow your food to eat on, you stupid son of a bitches. Wake the fuck up. That had already received one. Festa called the court's decision to return part of the lawsuit to the lower court for further consideration a victory for special needs children. Shit. For the kids, man. They love the children. They love to take them in and hack them up alive for their multi-billion-dollar fucking part in the Kids Out program, huh? Good sort of the kids, special needs children in the state. One of the plaintiffs argued that Connecticut's law denies her son a free and appropriate education. You're already a dumbass and you don't matter no how, lady. You're fucking putting your fucking kid into this fucking shit. It's indoctrination. It ain't education. And if you're too stupid to know the difference between those two words, you're too stupid to fucking breathe the same air as me. Under the Individuals with Disabilities and Education Act, another act. Ooh, act. That's not law. You can act all you want. If it's in violation of the law, we fucking cut your ass down for acting that way by not allowing him a religious exemption. While Festa said the plaintiffs, which also include three parents and the Connecticut Freedom Alliance, LLC, you know what that is? I'm going to tell you what that is. That's Connecticut Freedom Alliance Limited Liability Corporation, 501c3. We can collect money from you stupid asses, just like the fucking NRA collects money from you stupid asses. And we pretend like we were, I thought we fucking elected our representatives. We didn't, but this is all within the corporations. This is all within the corporate structures. This is all within King's fucking Chuck's goddamn Star Chamber judicial system, isn't it? Or am I missing something here? are hopeful the district court will determine special needs children cannot be excluded by opposing vaccinations based on religious belief. Tongs office said it's confident that claim will be dismissed. Will be dismissed by the lower court. Fuck you. King Tong Town. Now you got these slant-eyed motherfuckers and their slant-eyed fucking names. They're already starting to tell you what to fucking do, people, and you fucking ain't doing anything about it. Dig in. Dig into that fucking high ground. Anyways, I think we'll take a break and something to drink here. And we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTP.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin,
the state
of Jefferson.
How many summers still remain? How many days are lost in vain? Who's cutting out these last remaining years? How many minutes do we have ahead? Wasted days, wasted days. We watch our lives just fade away to more wasted days. Is there left to climb? How many promises are worth the time? Who on earth is worth our time? Is there a heart here that I can call mine? Wasted days, wasted days. We watch our lives just fade away to more wasted days. Down the drain. How many moments has he lost today? And how much could ever seem clear? The end is come so much. Wasted days, wasted days. We watch our lives just fade away to more wasted days, wasted days.
Listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:44 Pacific Time, and that was John Mellencamp and Bruce Springsteen with Wasted Days. Goddamn how it feels, just wasted, wasted fucking days. Days you could have been living, days you could have enjoyed, days you could have been happy, days you could have felt joy. But it takes a little bit of goddamn fucking taking care of business before you get to get the fucking prize. And it's not for us anyway, it's for our fucking children. We'll never see the fucking happiness again. We'll never see the fucking joy again. But by God, it's our goddamn responsibility to make sure our children have a chance, that our grandchildren have a chance, that our great-grandchildren have a chance, that our progeny into the future gets to fucking be here so that we can go into the goddamn future. It's a pathetic fucking thing, my people. All right, what do we got here? That's the one we were doing. Looks weird. What the hell happened to my page? Go get it again. There we are. State of emergency. Why this would be a good way to finish it off. Why we're all getting fucked and all our days are wasted fucking on fucking misery and fucking living in this disgusting fucking abomination of a fucking society that's a part of an abomination of this fucking planet. Migrant raves about McCarran Park shelter, including hot food, snacks, and pool. There's nothing they stop us from doing. Isn't that fucking nice for you? Think about our own, while we're reading this, think about our own fucking people living under goddamn highway underpasses and with little kids, and the winter's coming up again. This is by Jack, looks like Morfitt, Georgette Roberts, and Jesse O'Neill, the New York Post. A migrant at the newly opened shelter in Brooklyn, popular McCarran Park, raved to the Post on Tuesday, life is good with three hot meals a day, spacious, clean living quarters, and the use of leafy refuges pool. They got swimming pools and shit. Why our people are living in fucking squalor? Ain't eating enough. We can't take good enough care of this fucking invading force. These son of a bitches, if you do not know that this is not a fucking government that's of, for, or by the people. They are up for and by the fucking incorporated mafia for the fucking world. These son of a bitches. I mean, people, if you work, this has to fucking drive you insane. You're paying for this fucking shit. You're not only paying for it, you can't even pay the interest on the fucking debt. Let's be honest. Excuse me. That's a natural fact. The taxes brought in do not pay the interest on the fucking debt, which the debt is owed to us. I mean, if you go fucking look through the fucking paperwork, and I don't remember signing any papers for any fucking buddy to borrow money in my fucking name to begin with. And I did not, and I do not owe anybody shit. This fucking country owes me fucking probably trillions of fucking dollars by now. They treat us very well, said Miguel Mahaka, a 39-year-old, fighting age, dad of two from Venezuela. There's nothing they stop us from doing. Miaka has been staying at the McCarran Play Center in Trinity, Williamsburg since Saturday, a day after the city set up 100 military cots for asylum seekers. No, for fucking invaders. Call them what they fucking are. It says asylum seekers, but later on it goes, oh, I could get a better, more money here. I could get free fucking living. I could live off of some Americans' fucking back and off their fucking sweat, because that's really what's going on in this country. There to help take pressure off of city shelters that are bursting at the seams. I bet you they are. While his wife, five-year-old daughter and 15-year-old son live out of a family migrant hotel in Sunset Park, Brooklyn, where he said he was kicked out of for an undisclosed reason. The asylum seeker has been enjoying taxpayer-funded amenities such as special prepared Venezuelan cuisine and free Wi-Fi and international calls at the center. This motherfucker is a criminal. They're all fucking, this is goddamn invaders. Man, if only the Germans had been greeted as such when they came into fucking France. Man, nobody would have got killed. Oh, and the park has a massive pool next door. I brought my wife and children to the pool on Sunday, and there was no problem, said Mulaka, one of 56 migrants currently staying at the Airy makeshift shelter, all of them men from Venezuela, Ecuador, Nicaragua, Haiti, and Dominican Republic, according to the worker. We all swam between 12 p.m. and 5 p.m., Muhaka said, adding, it's a very nice pool. Nothing but the best for you, son of a bitch, is why our people fucking live in squalor and fucking our kids go hungry and wear filthy fucking clothes and actually wear clothes with fucking holes in them that they fucking think are cool. How they tricked them into that, I don't know. The leafy park, which divides the lively hip neighborhoods of Williamsburg and Greenpoint, is proving the perfect recept for Majaka, who left his $40. Here's your refugee for you. Left his $40 a month job as a forensic pathologist assistant in Venezuela, and now is working under the table. I mean, is he avoiding tax? What would happen to you if they knew you were evading taxes? Under the table doing demolition and construction in Brooklyn. He said he earns between $700 and $800 a week, or what would amount to roughly $40,000 annual cash salary untaxed. That's an American's fucking job. That's an American's fucking money. Think about it, people. There's no curfew at the shelter, Majaka noted, while ticking off the culinary delights it offers. They give us good food, good hot food, which is freshly made. The food is very good, he said. It's mostly Venezuelan food. I mean, let's cater to these motherfuckers. I mean, you're not just fucking taking these son of bitches. You're catering to them. Then they're taking our fucking country from us, people. This is invasion. This is what a fucking unbelievable, this will go down in history as the most unbelievable fucking invasion in the history of the fucking planet. It's mostly Venezuelan food, pasta and rice with chicken and beef or goat. Muhaka said, lunch is mostly chicken and rice. Yesterday I had chicken cutlet. You can get water and juice whenever you want. No limit, as our old people fucking go hungry. They can't live on the goddamn fucking dollars in those Social Security checks that have been so devaluated. You eat dog food. We're catering to these motherfucking goddamn Venezuelans and fucking Hondurans. That's what we're doing with your goddamn money. And being the people paying the fucking taxes. I mean, you really can't complain, because the fucking, they're borrowing the money actually probably your great, great, great grandchildren's name to keep you indentured for fucking eternity until they can get you wiped out to the level they fucking want so that you can serve them properly and lick the toe jam from between their fucking feet. He added, there is also round the clock access to snacks and fruit, although no hot coffee. Oh, fuck, man. We're going to get sued. We better get that hot fucking coffee to them son of a bitches. It's good here, he said. And I bet you it is, motherfucker. Sounds like better than where I live. All the bathrooms and showers are in good condition. It's not crowded. There's storage to keep our belongings safe and lots of cameras everywhere. And you like those cameras, don't you, you fucking, because you're too fucking stupid. You're a fucking, that's why you're here, because you will accept fucking goddamn bondage, because that's what this is. You will accept bondage. They want to turn this fucking place over to you because they can fucking make you, they can crack the whip on you and you won't do nothing but jump and run. But Mahaka also, has been in the U.S. since September when he and his family crossed the southern border into Texas. He said they came to New York City because it's where the shelters are. He had stayed at migrant hotels in Jamaica, migrant hotels, and downtown Brooklyn, mostly recently being relocated after his Rockaway Boulevard hotel was requisitioned for families, Mujaka said. Mihaka, that's how it's pronounced, I guess, in spic. He said he is saving to rent a place. See, people are living on the fucking streets. They can't get work. He's saving to fucking rent a space. Working under the table, of course, paying no taxes. He said he is saving to rent a place for him and his family while they enjoy free food and housing. I don't know how I will get out of the shelter. I really don't know, but I want to rent somewhere of my own for me and my family, and he should be able to. He's never paid a fucking tax in this fucking country. I'm playing into the goddamn corporate fucking game that they're playing, but this motherfucker's never contributed one fucking thing, just came here and took something that belonged to an American, and they have no problem taking your shit. But people, them poor immigrants. They're not fucking immigrants. They're fucking invaders. They're fucking goddamn butt leech motherfuckers who want everything that you have, including the lint in your fucking pocket. For me and my family, he said. For him and his family, and hey, we'll toss an American national's family who can trace their lineage back to the beginning or before the beginning of this country. We'll kick their fucking ass out and give it to this boy right here. Because we need somebody in there without a fucking brain, or somebody that can't even, that's used to being a slave. We're not used to being slaves, so it's kind of hard getting us to fucking cooperate with their bullshit, isn't it? But everything is so expensive, and I cannot afford the $2,500 rent, he said, mentioning a conservative figure given that two-bedroom apartments in Brooklyn average $3,800. I wonder why. You got all this fucking goddamn government fucking money paying for this shit for these fucking invaders. God, like I said, if the Germans, when they went into Poland, or when they went into fucking Czechoslovakia, if they were doing greeted like this, fuck, they might have just sat down in the war and even been a war. Mihaka applied for his working permit a month ago, but hasn't been granted it yet. The process typically takes about 6 months. That means that that he's committing a fucking crime. He's working under the table. He's not paying fucking taxes. And you are rewarding him with this goddamn, if only we could be treated so good, huh, people? These are your fucking representatives doing this for this foreign motherfucking national. He has no fucking right to your fucking shit. Have you been to a court and they took it away from you to give to him? No, you haven't. You haven't had no due process of the law. That Bill of Rights is the only thing standing between us and 100% fucking tyranny worldwide. I can't work legally yet. I am in the process of getting a work permit. I applied 1 month ago. It's faster for some people and slower for others, he laminated. Mihaka said he has applied for asylum and already had one interview with the Immigration and Customs Enforcement in New York City. So the reason he left, they talked more that in the beginning of the article, that people are in danger. You're in danger of not having more fucking of what belongs to Americans instead of being in your own fucking country where you were in no danger. You could just make more fucking money coming here and taking what belongs to us that you can't take. No due process of law. We're having our shit taken from us, people. Wake up. With an immigration court hearing scheduled for 2025. I understand the process is very slow because we are not hundreds who cross the board. We are thousands. And that takes work to process. Listen to this son of a bitch. I came to America to make a better life for my family and earn a decent wage. I thought that you were fucking in danger. Your life was in danger. That's what the fucking refugee thing was for. That's what they said at the beginning of this article, wasn't? Now, what did you come to America for? To make a better life for my family and earn decent wages. How about you go back to your own fucking country, take the son of a bitch back over from the fucking corporate elite fucking Masonic fucking Jews running it and fucking take your own shit back. Instead, you come here where we've already fucking secured our shit and you think you can take it from us because King Chuck has fucking removed our courts, but he hasn't removed our fucking guns. And we have the right to take up them fucking that second article. And we have the right to slaughter you motherfuckers until you are gone from our country. You came here unlawfully. You are invaders. Any invader that crosses the fucking goddamn border of another fucking country, and you violated our fucking sovereignty. We got the right to fucking shoot you. You're invading, trying to take what belongs to us. That's goddamn, that's solid. Was happy that he did. Oh, I bet you are. As Mahaka enjoys his new Williamsburg digs, city officials were racing to build more temporary shelters on Randall's Island soccer field Tuesday. Park workers dismantled the goalposts on several fields and took them away in trucks as they brought in cots and began erecting tents in the morning's light rain. The supervisor was overheard saying they hope to get the structures up by the end of Wednesday and have them covered by Thursday. After that, workers would have to set up electricity and bathroom facilities before they could start moving people in. Our people are living under fucking bridges, people. Americans. American nationals. American nationals that have been in this. We're not immigrants. Oh, everybody in America. I'm not no fucking immigrant. I've been here for fucking over 200, before this was even the fucking United States of America to immigrate into. My people have been here.
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
About 3 or 4 weeks ago, a New York State legislature wanted to pass legislation to put them, if you have an empty room, to put in these foreigners. I don't know where that's at, but... that's what they're trying to do in New York State.
Well, if people don't start fucking shooting them, if people don't grow, I don't understand people. I really don't. I mean, I thought I did in the beginning of all this shit. I thought I understood people, but I really do not understand. I mean, how much shit will you take? I mean, they say that, you know, people will take it until it's intolerable. When does it become intolerable to you? You're coming into I mean, we talked about this years ago and jokingly, about them coming in and taking your house, but by God, I guess they're getting ready to do it. Try it with me. I mean, I guess that's the day I die, because I'm not going to fucking, I'll fucking fight you motherfuckers right down to the last one. And that's just the attitude we got to have. But I mean, if the people do not begin to act in mass, I mean, God damn it. It's like, you know, they're so timid, like this thing with the women's sports. I mean, that's a no-brainer. Of course, the fucking dude putting a dress on is going to outrun a fucking girl. It's fucking biology. But then they come in and what do you do about it? You go kick the shit out of these fucking freaks that make up about 0.004% of the world population. You go just kick the shit out of them, tell them to get the fuck out. No, you be a pacifist. You be a fucking Gandhi. Gandhi got his fucking brains blowed out. You guys know that, right? And Gandhi said that he wished he had fucking guns. We have guns. We have what we need to fucking secure our country and secure our fucking children, grandchildren, our prodigy's future. And we're not acting. We have to fucking act on this. And we have to do it in mass as individuals. That's the tough part. Because you go joining up and it's just like this fucking limited liability corporation, incorporation. Anybody that steps up, boy, you hear about them. They're in the news and everything. It's because they're part of the corporate fucking structure. If they like that last limited liability corporation to look out for the people who are having their religious rights fucking trampled on, you know, they was LLC. That is a corporation. Incorporating, it becomes a part of the main corporation. It is the enemy. You are going to the enemy for your relief. When you have the relief right in your hands, it belongs to you. The Bill of Rights does not belong to these motherfuckers. It belongs to the people. It belongs to us as every individual one of us. It belongs to you. And if you fucking don't enforce it, you don't have it. It doesn't, it don't enforce itself. And the people that it was, the people it was meant to keep in check, the people that would take you in and take you and make slaves out of you, they're not going to enforce it. I mean, that you're waiting for them to enforce their fucking an end to their agenda, I guess is what it would be. You're waiting for them to take care of them. They're not going to do it. I'm going to tell you right now. And if you keep waiting long fucking enough, they will outnumber you in your own fucking country. And you will end up, it will end up being, I mean, this will go down in history. I swear it will. As the most unbelievable fucking goddamn takeover of a country that ever fucking happened. It could not happen. It cannot fucking happen. Yet it's happening. We're entrenched on the fucking moral high ground that's up so high we have to have oxygen to breathe. And they're just marching right for us. And somebody yelled fire and nobody pulled the fucking trigger. I don't want to be, this could get dangerous. It's already fucking dangerous because when this is all over, they're going to be coming in like Hubert just talked about. They'll be coming right into your goddamn house. You'll have a 16-year-old daughter and they'll bring in some son of a bitch. Oh, he's in high school with a fucking beard and a goddamn teardrop tattoo, fucking MS-13 gang member. He'll rape your fucking daughter right in front of you and get the fuck away. Oh, they'll toss him out, and then they'll fly him back in. That's what we're looking at here, people. This is completely intolerable. We have to fucking stop it, and we have to stop it now. It should have been stopped generations ago. But we're at the goddamn apetus here. We have to stop this shit. We have to step up and violently fucking oppose this because pacifism is not going to fucking work. Pacifism is bullshit. They don't use pacifism. They use force. That's why they want your fucking 30-round clip in your AR-15, and they want to have theirs. Don't you understand that? Can't you see the obvious? Anyway, this has been a disgusting... I mean, God damn it, people. Do you care? Do you fucking... I mean, are you just going to live it out like this and just let this country go after all that? You know, you think of the people that got this for you. Their farms were burned, their children killed, their wives killed. It was a horrific fucking thing. But they would not fucking be fucking endangered. They would not be enslaved. They wouldn't have what their rights to liberty and fucking freedom taken away from them. They would not have their guns taken away from them. They used those fucking guns for what they were meant for, liberty teeth. They went and they beat the fucking British out of this country. Of course, King Chuck still owns her because the fucking traitors that were fucking the aristocrats that were ruling in the colonies when they hijacked the goddamn uprising are the same son of a bitches that went to London and fucking negotiated. So, well, the king, he's still going to be actually, you know, just like Canada thought they were in control of their fucking goddamn country too, didn't they? And then when they ousted that French guy, they ousted the French fucking, I don't know what the hell they would call him, governor of one of the provinces. And she came over there. She came over there on her aeroplane and said, no, you can't. And now they're finding out that no, they can't, that they are not fucking free people. Just like we're not fucking free people because, but we can be. I mean, we can be at every instance. I'm free right now. Fuck with me and I may be dead in 2 minutes, but I'll die free, a free man, if defending my goddamn rights, defending your fucking rights. Every one of us has those individual fucking sovereign rights that nobody else can touch. And the only way that they can be challenged is through the common law, through the fucking procedures laid out in the Bill of Rights in front of a common law court, not in front of a fucking Star Chamber court owned by King Chuck. Anyways, guys, like I said, that's about enough, I reckon. We'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. And ask other people, say, why won't you fucking exercise your goddamn rights? I mean, some people itched for somebody to try to break in their house so they can shoot them so they killed somebody. But I guess if you have to face fucking gunfire back the other way, I mean, actually stand up for your goddamn rights, you won't put yourself to the hazard. Well, you know what that you're leaving your children, right? You know what you're leaving your grandchildren, right? You know what you're leaving your progeny, right? You understand that they're going to hate your fucking guts as they're on their fucking knees, as they're kowtowing before a fucking Chinese overlord. You do understand that, right? I surely hope so. That's the word from the trenches.
They're in a pacifism mode.
Damn straight.